Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360, presented by Santander. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro on a snowy Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. Really, the day the NFC Championship game hype arrived. A lot of national media trickling into the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles having press conferences with head coach Doug Peterson, quarterback Nick Foles, Brandon Graham defensive end and tight end Zach Ertz. The NFC Championship trophy, the George Halas trophy, also on hand as the NFL comes in and takes over a very ample press availability time for all of the national media. And it's only going to get bigger as the week goes along. Enjoy the buzz, everyone. We certainly are here at Eagles 360. We've got a great show for you. We're going to really dive deep on the Minnesota Vikings. Mike Quick will join me in studio in a bit. We'll do a progress report on a dominating player. Fletcher Cox was at his best on Saturday night. The Eagles will need every bit of him on Sunday against the Vikings. And the great Merrill Reese, our Santander Legend of the Week. But first, let's go off the field. Just a moment here. We all appreciate how important it is to win games on the field. Well, the Eagles this week continued their winning ways off the field.
Cradles to Crowns has a twofold mission. One is to help kids age 0 to 12 with the basic everyday essentials that they need to thrive at school, at play, and at home. So that's clothing, toys, books, school supplies, and for younger children, baby equipment and diapers. But the other part of our mission is encouraging communities that have to connect with communities that need. So it's encouraging people to volunteer with us in tangible ways, either by actually working in our giving factory here in West Conshohocken or by collecting product in the region, which is the big part of Martin Luther King Day, which is what we're experiencing today.
We're kind of going through and basically we're shopping throughout the warehouse to put together these packages. And like I said, it's awesome. It's a great feeling. And the work they're putting in here, it's great to see that this, especially the amount of people who are volunteering. It's awesome.
Art supplies.
Having the Eagles in this end part of the season where we are all hoping and wishing and rooting for them to succeed this year makes it very, very special. And the energy they bring individually, they're really nice guys who recognize that kids in need need help from people who have perhaps been very successful in their lives. So we're really grateful for them bringing that energy to us today.
I mean, it says a lot about other guys to come out and, you know, give their time, especially at the big weekend like that. But I feel like that all comes with the job. You know, we're in this position for a reason, and the people in this city look up to us. And it's our responsibility to give back through our time, continue to be a light, and try to continue to help others.
It's time now for our Santander Legend of the Week. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro here with the aforementioned Santander Legend of the Week, the great Merrill Reese, once again, congratulations, Merrill.
Congratulations to all of you. Your team is in the NFC Championship game, and nothing could be better.
Merrill, could you describe on this Wednesday what it is like here at the NovaCare Complex?
It's buzzing. It's usually crowded on a Wednesday, but now you have the national people starting to filter through, so it's busier than ever, and there is an air of excitement.
And so Doug Peterson has a press conference. We have seen head coaches, notably Andy Reid in the past, at this juncture of press conferences, and Andy visibly didn't enjoy that moment. Doug seems to really enjoy it and take it for what it is, an opportunity to express himself, get the team's viewpoint out, and mix and mingle with the media.
You know, you're right, and I don't know that with all that Doug has to do this week that he says, wow, I've got a press conference
right
coming up, let's do it. But you know what? He handles it. He doesn't fight it. He pays attention to everything he's doing. When he's standing up there talking to the media, he's not thinking about, you know, third and six and tendency charts. He's such an easygoing, affable guy that he enjoys meeting all of us and every writer, every TV person. He's just comfortable. He's a very comfortable, social person. He's a regular guy.
He's a regular guy.
To use a sentence.
Who's done a great job with this football team. Big win over Atlanta last week. Let's touch on that briefly because I haven't talked to you since that game. What did you think was the key to that victory, Merrill?
I think there were a lot of keys to the victory. The fact that this team, The word that we've used about this team all year, to a greater degree than any other word, is resilience. And they overcame a poor first half, which I don't think they can this week, where they turned over the football twice and had another fumble. There was a key play. There was a key play in this game that nobody has talked much about. But that was when the Eagles were driving and they were inside the 5-yard line, and on a handoff to Corey Clement, the ball was fumbled, and Nick Foles out of nowhere lurched forward and saved the day by landing on that football. That was a very, very big play. But the other big key was when they got it going in the second half and they got to the point late in the game where they had to make a decision. And Doug thought about going for it. I thought to myself, no, you've got to take the points. And he called the timeout, and subsequently he came back and had Jake Elliott kick the field goal and put Atlanta into position where they had to score a touchdown.
I wonder if Carson Wentz were in the game if Doug would have gone for it there. My sense is that he would have gone for it.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Although if Carson Wentz was there, I don't think it would have been a 12-10 game at that point.
Well, perhaps you're right. But I think even had Carson Wentz been there, the right call in a big playoff game. I mean, this isn't the third game of the season where you can come back and overturn it the following week. In a playoff game, you're tight to the vest. It's now or never. And taking the points was the right thing.
All right, Merrill, let's look at Minnesota on Sunday. Outstanding football team, the number 2 seed in these NFC playoffs. Loaded on defense, the number 1 ranked defense in the league. Very effective offensively throughout this season with their own backup quarterback. Merrill, I see a low-scoring slugfest. What do you see?
I do, too, because the Vikings are ranked 1 in defense. The Eagles are 3. You're talking about outstanding defenses. I think that Frank Reich talked about it yesterday when he said the thing is both can rush 4 and cover 7. They don't have to be exotic. They're that solid throughout their defenses. So they are 2 tough defenses to score on. You have Case Keenum, you have Nick Foles, you have quarterbacks who are not their first quarterback, as you said, Carson Wentz, but Nick Foles played like a starter last week, and Case Keenum has been playing like a starter throughout much of the season. So while you have offensive talent, I think the defenses are the strongest parts of both teams.
So, Merrill, how do the Eagles win this game?
They win this game by not making mistakes, by not turning the football over, by limiting the Vikings' opportunities, and by coming up with the third down conversions that they have to come up with. And that's what Nick did last week. Make your third downs count.
Agree with you. And as you say, can't turn the football over and win a game in the NFC Championship.
And I'll give you one other. And I think he's terrific. And I think he's done amazing, dramatic things. And I'm talking about Jake Elliott. Cannot miss extra points and cannot kick the ball off out of bounds and put the Vikings on the 40-yard line. So I think he's great. But let's do some of the easy things first.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. The weather is supposed to be much warmer, not incredibly warm by game time, probably in the 30s at game time. So maybe Jake gets a little bit of a break. The last 3 weeks, he's been kicking that frozen football. Merrill, the crowd on Saturday night, amazing, electric, on their feet the entire night. Your kind of camaraderie, the feeling that you had coming from the fans.
The best. The absolute best. I mean, they were electric. I was watching the Steelers game against Jacksonville last week, and late in the game, the Steelers were still very much in it, and I looked and I saw all these empty seats, and I heard this booing. And at that point, Roethlisberger had brought them back. It was a 1-touchdown game, and the place was half empty. You will never see that at the link. As long as this team is in, as long as this team has a last gasp, This stadium will be rocking.
Well, certainly will be rocking on Sunday. And the Eagles need everything that you have in this game against the Minnesota Vikings. Thanks to our Santander Legend of the Week, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles in his 41st season, the great Merrill Reese. Enjoy Sunday night.
I can't wait.
And the rest of the week.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Merrill's broadcast buddy, Mike Quick, in studio. Our first look at the Minnesota Vikings. Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. With favorites like the McChicken for just $1, it's your value menu. Create whatever meal you want, for $1, $2, or $3. I'm loving it.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Well, I'm trying to get home, but it feels like another life. Yeah, I'm trying to stay strong. Sometimes I realize that the further I go, the more that I know that I want to go home.
When you and your money are treated with respect, you prosper. And at Santander Bank, respect adds up.
We've got Mike Quick in studio. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. A little first look presented by Whitfleet. But before we talk about the Vikings, Mike, let's talk about the win over the Atlanta Falcons and just how the defense stepped up, Nick Foles stepped up, coaching staff stepped up, crowd stepped up. Really fun Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field.
So you're saying everybody stepped up?
Everybody stepped up.
So I thought the coaching staff did one of the best jobs that they've done all season, Dave, in preparing this team. And I thought the way Doug Peterson called the football game was just a masterpiece. The mixes of plays, the getting Nick Foles into a comfortable situation. And I thought the entire game, he was just on point with his play calling, keeping the defense off balance.
And then the defense obviously did its job dominating up front, limiting the Atlanta Falcons' run game, and then keeping them out of the end zone in the red zone.
You know, there was a lot of talk about Fletcher Cox and his play and what he's done over the past few games. Well, this game, Fletcher Cox wrecked that offense the entire football game. Early in the game, the double teams, he was able to split double teams and make plays on the quarterback. And when they tried to block him one-on-one, fighting guys off, making plays in the run game, even when he didn't hit the quarterback, and I think he only had one sack, he was affecting the quarterback, getting him off of the spot and making sure that Matt Ryan wasn't comfortable. And that's what you got to have. And even on the back end, they played outstanding defense. So there was it all around. It's a great football game. And you're right. Everybody involved, coaching staff and certainly the fans. It's so hard to come into Philadelphia and get a win. And the fans, I think they're a big part of that.
And as we turn the page like the football team did days ago and get our first look here at the Minnesota Vikings, we all understand that the same thing has to happen on Sunday, that everybody has to play a part to beat a very good 14-3 Minnesota Vikings team, the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Yep. Win over the Atlanta Falcons, over the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. A little bit of luck involved there, maybe a lot of luck involved, but that doesn't change the fact that this is an outstanding team that, Mike, I think is very much like the Eagles. I mean, everything from backup quarterback to strength inside to just the way they kind of run the football, play the football game defensively. I mean, it's very similar teams.
Yep, you're exactly right. We'll start on the offensive side. And their offensive coordinator is Pat Shurmur.
Yeah.
So he and Doug Peterson from very similar trees. And they understand the game the same way. They kind of use a lot of similar plays. And that offense really leans on the screen game. They lean on misdirection. You know, they've got a good receiver, Adam Thielen, on the outside. But schematically, there's going to be a lot of misdirection things. There's going to be a lot of similar things that you'll see from the Eagles offense.
Yeah, it's fun. So let's talk about the matchups here.
Yep.
Jim Schwartz is looking at Case Keenum, who was a little bit frenetic in the second half against the Saints on Sunday. At times, certainly in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. What is Jim going to try to do against Keenum and that Minnesota offense?
I think, first of all, they want to stop them from running the football. And, of course, take away their number one target. But you have to be able to get pressure on him. You have to be able to try and get Case Keenum to do something outside the structure of the design of the offense. And if you can get him off the spot, get him to have to make a play himself rather than what the play is designed to do, that's when you're going to have success against him, and that's what Jim Schwartz will concentrate on.
Case Keenum, here's a good statistic. A passer rating of 5.1 when pressured in the game against the Saints. A passer rating of 116.5 when the pocket was clean. So
yes.
However you want to do it, you got to find a way to get in the kid's grill.
See, that's a good way of simplifying it, and it's really just saying get him off of the spot, get him doing something outside of the design of what the play is. When you do that, he's not effective.
Mike, on the outside, they've got Adam Thielen, terrific player, excellent on third downs. Mm-hmm. Diggs, big playmaker.
Yep.
They've got Kyle Rudolph, a gigantic tight end who's not particularly fast. How do you see that matchup, the Eagles' cornerbacks and safety linebackers against those three?
So Rudolph, I think, is a big red zone target when they get down on the goal line because he's so big, because he's going to jump ball situations. He's bigger than your safeties. He's bigger than your linebackers. He's just big. So they have to be concerned about him there. But in the field, yeah, you have to worry about Diggs. You have to worry about Adam Thielen because they're very, very good receivers. And I think two of the more polished receivers, when I watch Thielen run routes, I think he's very polished and he catches everything. And he's a great story. Guy comes out of nowhere and ends up being just an outstanding wide receiver in this league.
Well, it's interesting, Mike. The Eagles criticized so much in the secondary, yet they played terrifically well against the Falcons. So they rise to the challenges. Well, and of course, it will come down to the front, defensive line, offensive line. How's it match up Fletcher and company against the Vikings? Big, strong guys.
I just think that this defensive front that the Eagles will put onto the field, even with the backups, you know, they go away from the big rotation. They only had three tackles rotating in the game on Sunday.
Right.
And you may see that again, but they're effective. And I thought Fletcher Cox, again, I have to go back to him because I thought he played such a dynamic game. Didn't want to come off the field late in the game. Stayed on the field, had a lot of snaps. May have been his most snaps in a long time, but he played great. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing. This team will have to once again lean on that defensive front, the front seven, front eight. When you throw in Malcolm Jenkins, that's an eight-man front. They have to lean on these guys to make sure that they limit the production of that offense.
All right, the other side of the ball, let's talk about it with this question, Mike. How will the Eagles score points against such a great Vikings defense?
First thing, you have to block up Everson Griffin. You know, Laval Joseph, he's the big guy in the middle, and it's hard to move him. He's 340-plus pounds, hard to run the ball at him. The tough thing about the Minnesota Vikings defense, Dave, they're good at every level. You know, in the trenches, they're really good. And then they've got Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks at the linebackers. They've got Xavier Rhodes and Waynes on the corners. Mm-hmm. Their safeties are good. At all level, they have talented players. So it comes down to a lot of things that we saw in last week's game. Misdirection, trying to get the linebackers' eyes one way when you want to throw a screen back the other way. It comes down to a lot of window dressing so that you can deceive them at the line of scrimmage and try and get a play behind them. Lots of things like that. The Eagles were successful against the Atlanta Falcons. I think it is a similar type game plan against the Minnesota Vikings.
So we're looking at another low-scoring slugfest kind
Absolutely.
Of game.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, no turnover. The amazing thing, Mike, is that the Eagles were able to win that game with a -2 turnover ratio, which never happens in the NFL.
And see, you can't allow that, though. I think the team that really forces the other team's quarterback to make mistakes, I think the team that has the turnovers in this game, I think that will be the team that will end up sitting home watching the Super Bowl.
Turnovers, the big statistic to keep an eye on. That is our first look at the Minnesota Vikings, presented by Whip Flea. Thanks so much, Mike Quick. More to get to here on Eagles 360. We've mentioned him a lot here, but when we come back, we're going to do a progress report. Mike Quick, Ike Reese, taking a look at the great Fletcher Cox.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
With Dunkin' Deals, you get two egg and cheese wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. And two of those for two of those means you deserve a few of those. Stop in for the latest Dunkin' Deal. Two egg and cheese wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. America runs on Dunkin'.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Independence, defined in Philadelphia in 1776, and practiced by Temple students every day. So, when we say Temple is part of Philadelphia, we're not just talking a mailing address. We live this city.
For self-improvement, I wanted to go back to college.
I was going down a path that I didn't really want to go down.
Community College of Philadelphia was best for me.
There's no age that is too old. Come here, you learn, you have fun, and you'll have a really good result.
With my degree, I can start the nonprofit that I've dreamed of.
I want to expand on the knowledge that I had and continue to grow.
I want to help my community.
I want to do something that I love to do.
That's why I go.
And that's why I go.
With Dunkin' Deals, get a $2 medium latte from 2 to 6 p.m. Looks like it's latte o'clock. Time for a rich, creamy afternoon pick-me-up with a $2 medium latte from 2 to 6 p.m. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360, presented by Santander. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. Fletcher Cox, a Pro Bowl player, an all-pro defensive tackle. At his very peak. And on Saturday night against the Atlanta Falcons, we saw him dominate. He's the subject of this week's FanDuel Progress Report.
All right, Q, Progress Report brings us to all-pro defensive tackle Fletcher Cox. I asked last week for Fletcher to step up big time in this game. And boy, he answered the call.
Yes, you did. And it seemed like in every phase of the game for him, he disrupted this offense. If they double-teamed him, whatever they did, Fletcher had an answer. This is the perfect double-team, and watch him beat this one.
Now, watch how he gets off here, right? Now, we're keying on Fletcher. He does a great job, but here's what allows him.
Look at that.
Here's what allows him to get through this. Michael Kendrick's decisive in what he's doing. He presses the line of scrimmage, forces that tackle to come off of Fletcher, and really opens the door for Fletcher to make this play.
And he gets through. He just splits the double team, gets into the backfield. And, Ike, he was disruptive like that the entire night.
Yeah, and when they made the mistake of single blocking him, this is what he was able to do to Devontae Freeman. 10 carries for Freeman in this game, only 7 yards. He saw Fletcher Cox an awful lot in the hole.
Well, and, like, you're not going to block him this way. He stands this tackle up, and whichever way he needs to go, if he needs to get to the outside, he can get outside. If he needs to get inside, he's going to get inside. He's going to beat that guy in a one-on-one situation.
Yeah, strength and power. Good job getting off the block, getting Devontae Freeman down. And here's what I like about the big man. Played an awful lot of snaps in this game. Yep. Only 3 D tackles up. So you knew the guys were going to have to play a lot of reps. Fletcher's out there an awful lot. And then watch this screen play, recognize screen, redirect, and watch who makes the tackle on the running back out here.
This is so impressive. When you got 300 pounds, and he plays on the inside, but the ball is to the outside. And he's not going to give up. He's going to make sure that you get the guy down. He gets out there, and he gets in on the stop.
And we talk about earning the right to rush the passer. We watched this team in the run. He's been a good run stuffer all game. Then he gets the opportunity to rush the passer here against Matt Ryan. He's going to get the sack. He get his first sack of the game.
And, again, you're not going to block him one-on-one. Yeah. He pushes this pocket, and he pushes this guard all the way back into the lap of Matt Ryan, and he gets off and makes the sack. You just can't block him one-on-one. And you're right. You mentioned last week that you wanted to see him step up, and he did in a big way. And he played a lot of snaps, and he was disruptive the entire football game.
Yeah, great job, Fletcher Cox. You need your best players to step up this time of the season.
No doubt.
Fletcher Cox answered the bell. We're going to need that from him again this week.
All right, Fletcher Cox all ready for another big one on Sunday night, and the Eagles will need him to deliver against a very well-balanced, explosive Minnesota Vikings offense. What's in store for you as we look ahead here the rest of the week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app? Well, we've got the game plan show for you, the X's and O's, as the Eagles get ready for the Vikings. How will they tweak the play calls and the game plan as they did last week with some big plays to Nelson Agholor, for example, in the run game?
Our Eagles Live podcast comes your way a little bit later in the week. Please download it, and thank you so much for your support. It is a great one. And we've got you covered from the beginning of the day until the very end of the night on Sunday as the Eagles play in the NFC Championship game, their sixth NFC Championship game since the 2001 season. We begin with our Exalta kickoff show. That begins at 4 o'clock. We'll be live from the NovaCare Complex and set the scene for you at Lincoln Financial Field. And then our post-game show presented by Rico immediately after the Eagles defeat the Minnesota Vikings and earn the right to go to Super Bowl 52. So a big, big, big weekend ahead, and we've got you covered here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. Thank you so much for joining me on this Eagles 360. I'll be back next week as we look ahead to the Super Bowl. Can you believe it? Thanks so much for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly.